Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us when we come back right after this.
The buzz of cicadas fills the air. Heat waves shimmer off the hay fields. And you know it's time to bale hay. You need a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time, giving you years of trouble-free service. That hay trailer is the legendary Red Rhino by GoBob Pipe and Steel. GoBob offers the Red Rhino in both bumper pole and gooseneck versions. Red Rhino hay trailers can handle from 5 bales up to 14 bales in both inline and double-wide models. Red Rhino is only available from GoBob Pipe and Steel or authorized GoBob dealers. Red Rhino, known to be the heaviest hay trailers made. Red Rhino, known to have the highest resale value. Red Rhino, the best hay trailers built, period. Don't go through this hay season without a hay trailer that's dependable, that will stand up to the test of time. Don't go through this hay season without a Red Rhino. Only available at GoBob Pipe and Steel. See all the Red Rhino hay trailers and video demonstration now at GoBob.com. Act now while preseason sale prices are still in effect.
When you go Bob, you go quality. Go Bob, Pipe and Steel. Go Bob.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joining us now from Lefler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at these livestock futures and the cattle with a nice day yesterday.
Yes, they did, Dave. Our cattle complex traded higher, made new highs for the week, and closed positive yesterday. Now, cash in the feed yards this week has been steady to slightly lower, depending on exactly where you're at. Now, today at 11 o'clock in the morning is the monthly cattle on feed report and cold storage report. Now, this is an early release time due to the upcoming three-day weekend. So instead of 2 p.m. this afternoon, the report will be released at 11 o'clock this morning while the cattle are trading. Now, the on-feed and placement numbers are expected to be higher than a year ago and the marketing number lower than a year ago. Choice box beef yesterday down $2.76. Select boxes down $1.74 on a total movement of 124 loads. Daily cattle kill estimated at 113,000 head. Cash feeder index was down 7 cents. On the close yesterday, June cattle $1.02 higher. August feeders also up $1.02. And June lean hogs $1.22 higher.
We'll check the grains in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, let's take a look at our grain futures yesterday. A bright day for those as well. Most of those grains higher yesterday.
That's right, Dave. We saw our wheat and corn futures all close higher yesterday. Plus, KC wheat made a new high for the week yesterday. Now, technical buying is still the leader behind the upside that we saw take place yesterday in our grain complex. Now, we are looking for light trading volume today. This is because of the three-day weekend ahead of us. We also are looking at grain prices overnight, have been mostly on the positive side, and trading in the grains will resume on Monday evening at 7 p.m. We are looking at the moment, July KC wheat, 4.25 cents higher. July corn's up 2 cents. July soybeans trading 3 cents higher. July cotton's up 10 points. The July crude oil this morning, 55 cents lower. June dollar index down 19 cents. And June Dow Jones futures up 19 points.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web by using 866 Go to Tom.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning, and we'll visit with you again on Monday. You have a great weekend, and that's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.